plant begins to bloom. Yes. And that is also your heart chakra opening. So the more of these seeds you plant and cultivate, the more your heart will open and the more you will feel that joy arise in your heart.
Yes, and it doesn't matter what everyone else is doing or how they choose to live their life, because one thing that I that struck me when you mentioned that, like let's say you're doing a jump on the street or whatever it is that you're doing, mm-hmm. right? You know, it just also demonstrates how limited and how scared many people are. We're kind of, you know, spiritually, you know, neutered, if you will. It's like just if you go 1 centimeter or 1 millimeter, outside the box of the limited norm in a way, then people freak out. You know, it takes so little to make people look at you in a different way. You know, it's incredible if we think about it.
Oh yeah, I know, man. Just thinking of it that way, it's like, man, please jump out there. You know, please,
right.
Please, you know, speak up. You know, that's another thing. You know, if you say the wrong thing, supposedly, you know, the quote wrong thing, people are shocked, but the wrong things are so simple too sometimes. You know, you just express like a deeper point of view, or, you know, you can even just bring up Zen, or just like what we're talking about to some people, and it'll freak them out. You
of
know
course.
That the discourse is so skewed. And I was thinking about this earlier. Why does that get so skewed? And, you know, we have some of these old habits that just keep hanging around. You know, it's just mm-hmm. it's like if you discover a new technology in science, but you don't apply the technology universally, you haven't solved the problem yet.
That's right.
You know, and in the same way, you know, we have these tools and these doorways to realization all around us now, but there's no substitute for applying the technology, for using it, for doing the work.
Yes.
You know, it isn't just handed over. You know, you earn it, and in earning it, you can rightfully claim it's yours, I guess. That's how, you know, it's the experience and it's the fruits of our labors that build the spiritual reality for ourselves. It's not going to just come out of the blue. And, you know, I guess in the ultimate Zen realization, I guess it can just come out of the blue. But I mean, in a daily sense, in a daily practice sense, you know, you have to be at it, just like anything else. Work at it and do it. And
you have to ask for it, right? You have to want it. You have to search for it in one sense, because, again, if you are content with your situation and you know, nothing, you know, if you don't want that change, you're probably not going to bring it about, right? You're not going to spawn it to come into existence or that shocker. It might come, you know, obviously, as you say, it might surprise people, and that has happened before, and I guess continue to happen. But overall, you know, we have to want something different in order for it to manifest or become real, you know?
Yeah, and we don't have to see that as like an obligation or a punishment. And you see, this is where if we are truly aware and truly creative, we should be able to apply the things that make us happy in those areas. You know, that is a matter of perseverance and, you know, kind of faith in yourself, or having that clear goal thought through and having you work towards it, you know, while also, as we were saying earlier, remaining open to something new or a divergence or something that you hadn't thought of. But if you would have never begun that journey, you would have never been able to take that divergence. If you would have just sat there in the beginning and done nothing, then nothing would happen and you'd be stuck, and then you'll feel bummed out because you're just hanging around, you know. You're not realizing your potential or making your dreams come true.
Yeah, indeed. And you know, we had this idea of the Zen eye of the hurricane, and indeed, you know, the world is like a hurricane rushing by. It's very busy. Things get more and more, you know, stressful or difficult, or as some would say, that even time, the sense of time is speeding up, and that we are, you know, we've been talking with that with some of our previous guests as well. And in that case, it's very important to that we can find that kind of the eye of the storm, if you will, a place of calmness where, you know, we can make some time to focus on ourselves and go inwardly instead of just focusing on all the problems in the world or what everyone else is doing all the time. And I at least feel it's very important to be able to have that balance to kind of go into this mode as well as, of course, going out of that mode and still operating within the world, of course, but finding that peace or finding the eye of the storm. Very important to me. What do you think, Chris?
Yeah, I mean, because if you're out there riding with the storm all the time, it's just going to wear you out. You're going to get stressed out. You're going to get sick. You're going to feel depressed. And then what are they going to do? Give you these prescription drugs or whatever? Then, you know, I don't know. It's just the health that many are missing is simply being able to unplug from the madness. You know, we don't teach enough. We don't talk about it enough. You know, and unplugging from the madness is getting some space from the mind, that the where all this stuff enters in, you know. And so that's why a universal perspective of yourself, thinking of yourself, like I say, as a riding on a ball in outer space, and I don't know what the heck's going on kind of a perspective, you know.
Yeah.
You and the truth of life being the same as it's always been, you know, in this age, in previous ages, you know, that it is, like you say, it's inward. The whole point of all the madness outside is to redirect your attention to your inner spaces, to your inner possibilities, because when you yourself go into that and change through that, when you once again look back outside, the whole dynamic is different, you know. And in the world, there's probably always going to be catastrophes going on and somebody going nuts and doing something bad and accidents and this and that. I mean, the fact of the matter is, underneath it all lies death, our own inevitable death. And the sooner you face that and deal with that and really make it your own, the sooner you can get on with doing other things.
That's we've talked about that before, and it's such a big point to life, really. Sounds like an oxymoron, of course, but death is a big part of life in that sense, to at least get over death or facing it on one level or another. And as you say, I think that the world of opportunity opens up if you are, you know, if you dare to face that reality, and when you do that, as you say, you can begin to focus on something else, of what actually is important in life, and you might even realize that there's not, you know, much time of monkeying around, so to speak, but get to the real stuff that you're interested in, and get to some of the important things that you want to do during your lifetime. You know, that's how I see it.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. Because we simply do not know about tomorrow. You know, I just wrote a little piece on the website the other day, creativecosmos.org, about that. Like, this could happen or this could happen, you know. Well, Obama could win or McCain could win, or, you know, we could have earthquakes and volcanoes, or, you know, Earth could do the dreaded pole shift, or, you know, all hell could break loose over here, or blah, blah, blah. Well, the bottom line is the same. We've got a little bit of time here to do what we got to do, you know, for our own soul evolution, our own awareness training, you know. And I say go into the world and do good work and do what you feel called to. You know, that's a dynamic too, to share this, but essentially underneath it all, I really believe that the point is that we wake up to ourselves. That's why we come back here, is for our own personal lessons. Yeah, we might have friends and relationships and things we enjoy, but really I think waking up to all the possibilities, because why would they be in there if they weren't meant to be discovered?
Right.
Why would you be able to do this, even inherently, if it wasn't somehow, you know, meant to come out one day, to bloom one day, to, you know, there it is to me, intrinsic to the situation, that is a big part of what we're doing here.
Indeed. And before that, you mentioned, Chris, that basically that the mind is, if you will, where the madness of the world enters in. And that, you know, implies that there is an important idea of, if you will, then at least partly disconnecting from the mind, or letting the mind rest, so to speak. And that potentially takes us into the arena of Zen, you know, the concept of Zen. And we don't necessarily have to talk about the kind of the official discipline or the official outline of Zen, but do you feel that Zen is a big part of that process to help to disconnect a little bit from the mind? Tell us a little bit about your idea or concept of Zen and why you think it's a good idea to be familiar with it.
Yeah. You know, Zen is one of those words, you know, it's just, you can say many things about it, but the Zen is like the freedom even from all of that. But the first point I'd say about that is the TV world or the world at large is always trying to convince you that you have something to do with it, that that world is part of your self-definition, that you are obligated for this and obligated for that, and you are a part of that world. So the first thing that, to me, Zen, or just like space, you know, I like to say space, you know, I see all that stuff on the world. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I do care about it. I am passionate about it, and I do try to do something about it every day. That's part of the whole point of Creative Cosmos website. But on another level, I just, I'm separate from it.
Yeah.
I have space from it. Because I know it isn't my personal responsibility to fix everything.
You know, there were
times when I was first waking up that I was like, how am I going to do all this?
Yes.
and you just get, you know, you get crazy about it if you think that it's up to you to solve everything or to
set the world
or
right.
Because that's a grander evolution, you know, that's a bigger process, and it's underway, it's happening, it's going to happen. What we do, well, at least in my idea and how I try to look at it and practice it, is I do what I can to express myself, which I believe to be part of that plan, overall plan that will eventually bring the grand awakening about, or a higher consciousness for everybody. Well, we all have to, you know, each person that expresses themselves and makes that potential actual, you know, moves that ball forward a little bit, you know. So everybody who's even doing that, you know, you can think of that if you're sitting at home saying, should I write this poem? Or I've got, you know, maybe I should write something down. Forget it. You know, but just think, if you write something down and you express yourself, you're making one step for everybody.
Yes.
In consciousness.
And as you say, the importance there of also daring to take that first step, because as you say, I think that the connection, if you will, to the muse or to the higher spiritual inspirational force, so to speak, becomes more and more clear as more and more you begin to, you know, let loose, so to speak. You know, dare to, as you say, write that poem or play that piece of music or record something, or, you know, and the more you do that, the more it's like any muscle, right? If you use the muscle more, it consequently is going to build up, it's going to get stronger, and, you know, if you will, better, you know, at what it is that you want to do, right?
Yeah, and it keeps evolving, you know, and you just start thinking in terms of possibilities, not, you know, potential pitfalls. You start seeing, wow, I could do this, or hey, I got this new thing. And it's, you know, it's not a static thing. It does. The more you do it, the more it compounds on itself. You know, think of it first like, okay, first you're going to make one little drawing. Okay. Now you're going to